From Washington, this is VOA News. A humanitarian ceasefire in the Israeli-Gaza conflict. Experts reach Ukraine crash site. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States and United Nations have announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to an unconditional 72-hour humanitarian ceasefire. Secretary of State John Kerry and Secretary General Ban Ki-moon say the truce is set to begin at 5 hours universal time and will be used to give innocent civilians a much-needed reprieve from violence. They'll have a chance to carry out such functions as burying the dead, restocking food supplies, and fixing damaged buildings. There's been no comment yet from Israeli or Hamas officials on the ceasefire. 3 weeks of an Israeli ground and air campaign in response to Hamas rocket attacks from Gaza have killed more than 1,300 Palestinians, most civilians. 56 Israeli soldiers and 3 civilians have died. An international team of experts reached the crash site of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in eastern Ukraine for the first time Thursday, after days of attempts foiled by violence in the separatist-controlled area. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says a small team of its monitors, accompanied by 4 Dutch and Australian experts, had reached the site using a new route. Reaching the crash site means a team can begin collecting key evidence from the crash and gain access to the human remains that have not yet been moved for identification. Ukraine's parliament rejected the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who announced last week his intention to step down after the 2 parties supporting him left the ruling coalition. The legislature voted Thursday not to accept Mr. Yatsenyuk's resignation, despite his loss of political backing. A series of massive gas explosions ripped through Taiwan's port city of Kaohsiung late Thursday, killing at least 15 people and injuring more than 200 others. Reports linked the blast to gas leaks in part of the city's sewage system. The United States issued travel warnings for Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, the 3 countries hardest hit by the ongoing Ebola outbreak. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging U.S. residents to avoid non-essential travel to the West African countries because of the outbreak, which it calls unprecedented. The U.S. Health Authority says that at least 3 Americans had been infected, including 2 healthcare workers at an Ebola clinic. The overall death toll from the Ebola outbreak is now up to 729. Gunmen in western Afghanistan have shot and killed 2 Finnish women who were working for a medical charity in the city of Herat. The women, who are members of the Christian group known as the International Assistance Mission, were shot by 2 men on a motorbike as they were riding in a taxi. The gunmen fled and have yet to be identified. At least 19 people have been killed by strong currents and large waves on a beach near the Pakistani city of Karachi. Rescuers are searching for more victims after swimmers celebrating the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr defied a ban on entering the sea during monsoon season. A court in northern Myanmar, also known as Burma, sentenced 8 Chinese nationals to long prison terms for illegally trafficking weapons near the border with India. Sources confirmed to VOA that the men were caught in April with firearms, grenades, bulletproof vests, and ammunition. Details of the trial, which took place about 130 kilometers northwest of Mandalay, have not been made public. Rights groups are calling on China to release a prominent Uyghur academic who's been charged with splitting the state. Prosecutors formally indicted Ilan Tohti, a frequent critic of China's harsh treatment of minority Uyghurs. He was arrested last January. He taught economics at Beijing Central University for Nationalities. The U.S. House of Representatives is postponing its summer recess until it votes on a bill to tackle the immigration crisis. Facing criticism from voters and the media for being a do-nothing Congress, House Republicans have decided to hold a vote before adjourning for a 5-week recess Friday. The bill would boost security along the U.S. border with Mexico, where more than 57,000 children from Central America have illegally crossed into the United States, looking to escape violence and poverty at home. The influx has created a huge burden on the immigration system, including where to house the migrants and whether there are enough judges to decide who gets asylum and who's deported. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.